Hello, my name is Mario Dunham, and this is the Representation Messenger podcast, where I will be talking about representation in America for African Americans and in certain aspects other people of color. From when the first African American stepped on U.S. soil to present day, we have had to fight for generations in order to have a seat at the table. The problem with having a seat at the table is we don't have one, and it's hurtful to say the least, because we built the country. Representation in America, the stereotype is thug. It's someone of lesser or lesser desire, someone that isn't an example. And we fight tooth and nail to have that changed. The reality is that we are desired in every aspect. The majority copies our music. The majority makes rock and roll their own. They even stole our ideas to be successful in America and make money for themselves. The problem that I have with this rhetoric is that we created all of this, but we haven't been represented in the right way. In my humble opinion, the only time things happen or when people notice is when an African American is killed, an African American made a martyr, or made an example for people who could care less about us anyway. So this is what the topic is. It's going to be representation in America, and I hope you enjoy. Growing up as someone with a mixed heritage, I've always known African American. No one really considered me Italian. No one wanted to show me how to be Italian, or even respect or show me how to be that side. I was shunned away from my family in certain aspects, except for the ones closest to me, and kind of made a curve in certain aspects. African Americans always embraced me, so I identify as African American. I am very proud of it. Growing up, representation for me meant I only had two options, shooting a basketball, being a rapper. Being a college student wasn't priority. I only wanted to shoot a basketball 500 times a day, and I didn't want to be someone of that aspect, because I only knew those two things. Our representation is glitz, glamour, or being an athlete, and they pump the narrative in MTV or in certain aspects, ESPN, and they show us that we're not able to be doctors and lawyers and all these things that we are. Historically, George Washington Carver, I can't think of the other guy's name, but another person who did the first open heart surgery, they were African American. And we have dozens of thousands of people who show every day that they mean more than shooting a basketball or being a rapper or a singer. And I think that is what's prevalent in society. And that's what needs to be pushed. It doesn't need to be a slave movie. It doesn't need to be something that shows us as overcoming obstacles all the time. It needs to be represented in a sense of pride, passion, and understanding, and being happy. We can't be happy when only negativity is pushed in our way. I feel like in the grand scheme of things, we have to try and continue to be a voice and be better for the people who don't understand, and for the people who choose not to understand. I think they go hand in hand. We as a people need to go and out there and show with smarts, bravado, and everything that God has blessed us with, that we matter, that we need to be represented the right way, and that they couldn't have what they have without us, and they couldn't have what they have without the hard work, dedication, and everything that we put into our lives. Representation in America goes beyond being an athlete or being a rapper. It's about us as people working hard for a cause and
working hard in order to attain the goals that were set forth by Malcolm X, Bayard Rustin, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Equiano, Elode Equiano, Harriet Tubman, all these people who paved the way for us to succeed and for me to be in the position that I am today. If that's not the case, then representation in America doesn't matter and I shouldn't even be speaking. But it does. And that's the blessing about this, is that if we keep moving forward in the essence that we are, then we cannot fail. We cannot be moved, and we can do what we got to do to succeed, because that's all we want. Representation matters to me, because if they don't see the positive aspects other than the entertainment and the sports, then we are playing into the factorizations of what they have, which is, let's keep them down here so everyone does something, so we can be the majority. We can be the lawmakers. We can be the senators. We can do this as far as the majority. When we don't have the equal playing field, that people aren't going to want to be senators and lawyers. People aren't going to want to change the scenery with what's going on in society, because in essence, when it's not, when only two things or three things are shown to you, you're only going to go after those. So that is my two cents on representation in America. My name is Mario Dunham. I thank you for listening. I am enjoying this assignment, ma'am, and I want you to know that this has helped me so much more gain the confidence that I have in these assignments. So stay blessed, and I will see you next week. Thank you.